Caring people make the difference at American Senior Communities. Visit ASCSeniorCare.com for more information about services, location, and special stories of seniors.
Welcome back to Caregiver Crossing. In the United States today, life expectancy is at a really all-time high. The average American can expect to live to 78 years old, although that doesn't sound as old as I'm getting closer to it.
Does it?
I was hoping it would say to 95 years old, but it's 78. We'll take that.
I mean, I guess in comparison to days gone by when life expectancy was, 45?
Like, 45. That was old back, way back then. A 65-year-old man can expect to live another 17 years. Well, a 65-year-old woman can expect to live another 20 years. That's good news. Shall we applaud? I'm applauding. There you go. Well, a lot of aging Americans choose to age in place in their homes, more and more realizing the benefits senior living communities can provide to the healthy aging process. And Kathy Bertling from Allisonville Meadows Assisted Living is here to talk to us more about that particular topic. Hello, Kathy.
Hello, hello. How are you today?
We're good. We're glad to have you with us this morning. Kathy, what are some of the ways that senior living communities help promote healthy aging?
Well, healthy aging is absolutely critical to your overall quality of life. And if you decide to move into an assisted living, you can have planned social activities. There's a large variety of fitness classes, wellness programs, intellectual stimulation as far as guest speakers, things of that nature, nutritious meals. Your mind and body are so intertwined. And then you have less stress over the everyday life challenges that seniors face. So you can kind of clear your mind and just focus on the things that make you happy and bring you good quality.
The planned social activities have to be really high on the list, right? As far as when it comes to healthy aging.
Absolutely, because it keeps you active. It keeps your mind stimulated. You want to keep moving forward. You want to have things that fill your day so you don't become dormant mentally and physically.
Yeah, and that social stimulation, just being with people that you love, that are your, that grew up when you did. And I mean, for even for myself, I'm in midlife. It's good to be with people that are my age and to reminisce. And I mean, when I leave those groups of people that are about my age that I share that same interest with, I mean, you feel like you've just been on vacation. It's just a good feeling.
Well, absolutely. I think companionship is critical.
Yeah.
Having people that understand what you're going through and how you feel. We all love to be around our families and our kids, but to have people that are actually going through exactly what you're going through and at the same stage in life is critical.
Absolutely. And also, more and more senior communities are doing this. They're letting us bring our pets, which is part of the family, and it is also an important part. So if that's important to you, know now that a lot of American senior communities, many of them offer that, bringing your pets with you. And then we talk about fitness classes and how important and wellness programs are and how that also can make our lives better.
Absolutely. We do a lot of senior yoga that has really, really caught on. I think that our community, Allisonville Meadows Assisted Living, hosts that monthly. I do believe that that is the fact for several of our assisted living communities. And as far as wellness programs, it can just be exercise. It can be moving your arms and your legs. It can be large crossword puzzles where we form teams and just kind of come up with the answers. It's not all individual based. A lot of it is group based.
Kathy Bertling joins us on Caregiver Crossing this morning. She's the director of leasing at Allisonville Meadows Assisted Living, our friends from American Senior Communities. The intellectual stimulation, you mentioned that in your list of healthy aging, and give us an example of good, healthy intellectual stimulation for seniors. Why is everybody laughing? Mindy Bindi is here too from American Senior Communities, and Mindy, you're laughing. Why is everybody laughing? Is it the word stimulation? You can say it.
No. Well, I think that as far as intellectual stimulation, we have guest speakers that'll come and talk to us about nutrition. We'll talk to us about fall hazards. We will also pick topics, pick different countries, and we'll do a theme about that country as far as cooking, history, do maybe crafts that are common in that area.
Yeah. It's like being on a cruise ship. Anytime I walk into a senior community.
Yes, Terry, when I think assisted living, I think constant vacation.
Yeah, you know, I mean.
The assisted living is a cruise ship that doesn't float.
Yeah. Right? Yes. I mean, you've got a buzzer next to your chair in your apartment. If you want something, ring the buzzer.
That's very true.
To me, being on a cruise ship. And along with cruise ships comes good meals. And something that I know in just around my times with seniors is they don't want to eat. They're not hungry. I'm going through this with my mother-in-law right now, who's in a senior community, and she's not hungry. She doesn't have a taste for food. But you know, that's really an important part of healthy aging, is making sure those meals come to you.
Absolutely. I think just getting your meds on time as prescribed, wow, healthy meals, and some activity in your life, you'll see people blossom. At our community, at Allisonville, we can accommodate gluten-free, diabetic, low sodium. So I think it's also important to not only eat, but eat the things that are going to help you stay healthy.
You know, I failed that miserably over the weekend. We were just talking about food, and my mother-in-law didn't want anything to eat that was being offered, although it was always good food that I would eat, but she wasn't hungry for it. And so I went out to the grocery, and all she wanted was a bologna sandwich. So see, that's not the best food available. And so she needs to have that. I need to have the supervision as a guest. Because when I came in, everybody said, "What are you bringing in?" And I said, "A bologna sandwich." And they said, "No." No, that's not. There's nothing good about that bologna sandwich.
Oh,
so I took it home.
Bologna.
I took it home.
So you're being an enabler, huh?
I was being an enabler. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you for that. Kathy Bertling, Director of Leasing at Allisonville Meadows Assisted Living. We're talking about healthy living, healthier living for our seniors, and what you can find at an American Senior Communities like Allisonville Meadows Assisted Living. Improving those family relationships, does that just come with now living in a senior community?
Well, I tell you what it does do is it allows the families to spend quality time with their parents or their loved one, instead of it being stressful. I have to get you to the doctor. I have to get you to the grocery store. We've got to pick up your meds. You can really sit and communicate and enjoy a meal together and do things that you want to do. And it's not a resentful situation. I mean, we're all busy. We all have a lot of things to do. And families do want to support their aging family members. But let's take the stress out of it.
These are also good examples if you have mom or dad living with you. I mean, it's the same thing, right? This list that you've given to us are the same things that if mom or dad or grandma or grandpa is at home with you, take advantage of what we've just talked about, right?
Yeah.
And incorporate that into your own home.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's a lot of resources out there. You just kind of have to look for them.
All right. And you mentioned stress over the little things. I think we've all learned as we approach World Stroke Day, and we talk about our hearts, stress is a killer.
Absolutely.
Stress is a killer. And this is what you can eliminate. Don't stress over the little things. Is that one of the things that you can offer to take some of that stress away in a community for the actual resident?
Absolutely. I mean, the resident and the family members, we're going to do the things that are safety risks. We're going to help with the things that they struggle with, even if it's just buttoning their blouse in the morning. I mean, those little things that are little to us can become really paramount obstacles to somebody who's aging and struggling with those types of things.
Kathy Bertling, she's the Director of Leasing at Allisonville Meadows Assisted Living. ASCSeniorCare.com is where you'll go. Anything else before we let you go?
Well, we'd love to have you stop in and tour. We are at 106th in Allisonville. Follow us on Facebook, and we hope to hear from a lot of people.
Great to have you with us, Kathy. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The news is next, 93 WIBC.